弟兄姊妹、朋友们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天是主日。
Today is the Lord's Day.
是我们的主耶稣基督从死里复活的日子。
It's a day when our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天全世界各地的圣徒都在圣殿来敬拜我们复活的主。
So all the Christians are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ today, everywhere in the world.
所以我们也特别要纪念到，在信仰还不自由的地方，纪念到我们的弟兄姊妹的敬拜。
We should remember those brothers and sisters who worship in the places where there's no freedom yet.
那我们要特别珍惜，我们今天可以自由敬拜上帝的这种权利。
We should cherish the rights that we can worship our Lord Jesus Christ freely here.
所以我们要怀着一颗感恩的心，战兢的心来到圣殿。
We should come to the sanctuary with a thanksgiving heart.
那基督教会一个很重要的特点，就是要努力地高举神的话语，宣讲神的话语和遵行神的话语。
So an important feature of Christian church is to hold the words of God high and preach His words.
那我今天这个主日我要跟大家分享的信息是在团契里成长。
Today the message I want to share with you is grow in fellowship.
那我们知道我们今天读的圣经都是翻译本。
We know that the Bibles that we read today, they're all translations.
因为旧约圣经基本是用希伯来文写成的。
So the Old Testament was written in Hebrews.
那新约圣经完全是用希腊文写成的。
And the New Testament was written in Greek.
我们多数人都不能够直接用原文读圣经。
So most of us cannot read Bibles in the original languages.
所以我们读的都是翻译本。
So what we read are all translation versions.
所以我们今天讲的团契，英文翻译叫 fellowship.
So the fellowship today.
实际我们从这一个希腊字，从它圣经本身的用法是很多的。
So it's from the Greek word, and there are many meanings of this word.
它除了被翻译为团契以外，
It's translated into the meaning as fellowship,
相交
be united with,
相通
in communion with,
分享
sharing,
主动参与
participation,
都是这个团契这个希腊字的意思。
So it has that all those meanings in this Greek word.
所以我们今天为什么叫它是基督教的团契，而不叫它是一个社团呢？
So why do we call it fellowship, Christian fellowship, rather than a social club?
因为这样一个团契，它是可以彼此深度的相交、相通，可以彼此分享的。
So that's because the members of this fellowship, we can have deep sharing and communion.
很多时候，有些慕道朋友他们要看神迹。
So many seekers want to see miracles.
实际。今天教会的团契能够存在，教会能够存在，本身就是一个神迹。
So actually, the existence of church and fellowships today, it's a miracle itself.
大家想想，我们团契的弟兄姊妹，教会的弟兄姊妹，都是来自各地各方。
So the members of the church and fellowship were all from different places in the world.
我们成长的背景不同。
The background is different.
我们的性格不同。
We have different characters.
我们可能学的专业不同。
Our majors might be different.
那为什么有这么多的不同，我们今天却能够像一家人一样，能够生活在一起，能够侍奉在一起呢？
There are so many differences among us, but why can we live together and serve together?
如果没有上帝，这个团体是不可能存在的。
This fellowship cannot exist.
可能弟兄姊妹不太知道，实际我是一个很内向的人。
Maybe you don't know. Actually, I'm a very introvert person.
不愿意见生人。
I didn't want to meet with strangers.
见了不认识人都不知道该跟人说什么。
And I don't know what to say to strangers.
都是愿意自个儿单独看看书，想想事儿。
I would like to stay alone, read books, and think about things.
但是上帝很幽默。
But God is humorous.
专门把这种不愿意跟人说话的人，成天给人说话。
So he wants me, a person who doesn't want to speak to strangers, you know, wants me to speak to strangers all the time.
我这20多年，上帝帮我差派到不同的地方去服侍。
In the past 20 years, God sent me to different places in the world to serve him.
可以说我这20多年过的就是吃百家饭，住百家店的生活。你随便翻了啊。
To tell the truth, I always have free housing, room and board everywhere in the world.
这样对我这么一个内向的人是非常困难。
It's very hard, actually, to me, an introvert person.
不认识人家，就在人家家吃，在人家家住。
I don't know them at all, but I live and eat in their home.
还好，这次我住在杰瑞家里，还认识他。
And this time, it's okay, because I stayed at Jerry's house, and I actually knew him.
但是感谢主啊。
Thank God.
因为我们是一家人。
Because we are a whole family.
所以到了，虽然弟兄姊妹过去不认识，但是到了家里就像家人一样的来接待我。
Although I didn't know those brothers and sisters, but once I arrived, they treat me like a family member.
非常的周到。
Very considerate.
又没有客套。
And they're not.
这样我才能够觉得像到家一样。
So I just feel at home.
所以现在我走到世界各地。
I traveled everywhere in the world.
只要碰见。 对方是基督徒。
So as long as the person I meet with is a Christian,
我们之间的距离就是零距离感。
Then there's zero distance between each other.
就可以无话不谈。
And we can talk about everything.
这是为什么呀？
Why?
就是因为我们有同一位上帝。
Because we have the same God.
灵里是相通的。
We are the same in spirit.
所以今天我们团契能够一教会一直能够存在下去，就是这位上帝的真实性的一个表现。So
is the truth of God, then that make the fellowship exist.
是这时候我们就知道了，为什么我们虽然有这么多的不同，我们教会团契却能够正常的存在和发展呢？就是我们教会有什么样的内涵，能够帮我们有这么多不同的人能够凝聚在一起呢
？So why we are so different, but the fellowship and church can exist? So what's the spiritual connotation of fellowship?
是虽然我们有很多的不同，但是我们有很多相同的地方。首先，我们的信仰是相同的，就是都是要尊耶稣基督为大。
Although there are so many differences among us, but there are also a lot of similarities. The first similarity is that we share the same, we have the common faith. We magnify the Lord.
第二，我们都有蒙圣灵引导的、保守的新的生命，生命是相同的。
We all have the new life led and protected by the Holy Spirit.
第三。 我们的人生的目标是相同的，就是我们都要荣神一人，荣耀上帝，成为他人的帮助，这是我们人生的目标。
We all share the same life purpose, that is to glorify God and help others.
所以，相同的信仰、相同的生命、相同的认识目标，这三个相同，就能克服我们很多的不同。
So we have the same faith. Same new life and same life purpose, so that helps us be together.
所以这样我们就看得很清楚，对独一真神耶和华上帝的敬拜和赞美，这是我们团契最重要的核心的内容。离开了这样一个核心，我们团契和世俗的社团就没有区别了。So
worship and praise the only true God, that is the core of the Christian fellowship. And it's the basic distinction from the secular social clubs.
第二个特点，我们会发现，为什么我们团契的弟兄姊妹相对来说能够比较和谐一致呢？
So relatively, why the Christian fellowship members, we can treat each other in harmony.
因为在团契里，我们每个人都不是要求自己的名和利，是单单要高举耶稣基督。
That's because in fellowship, every one of us, we don't seek for fame and gain.
所以相对来说，我们弟兄姊妹之间就没有根本的利害冲突。
So the only thing, the core thing, is to glorify God. So there's no basic conflict of interest.
但是如果我们在团契，在教会里，我们每个人处处都要凸显自己，高举自己，那我们这个团契也会像社团一样，成为一个争名夺利的地方。
So if we all want to emphasize ourselves, then the fellowship will become a problematic place where we cheat each other and want to seek for fame and gain for ourselves.
那圣经很清楚地告诉我们，不可停止聚会。
So the Bible tells us clearly.We should not stop gathering.
一个信主以后，一定要参加团契的生活，参加教会的生活。
After we accept Jesus, we should participate in the fellowship life.
为什么团契生活这么重要
？Why is it so important?
首先，团契是我们弟兄姊妹一同走天路的一个团队。
First, the fellowship, we are a team on the way to heaven.
因为在团契中，我们可以彼此的带导，互相的帮助，一起走这条天路。
In fellowship, we can pray for each other, help each other, and work to the on the road to heaven together.
因为今天这个世界还伏在这恶者的手下。
Because the world today is still under the control of evil.
如果我们要自己走这条天路，有时候就会软弱，甚至跌倒。
Will be weak or sometimes fall, if we walk on this road by ourselves.
有时候我们可能在北美不太体会到，如果你到了中国大陆、台湾或者香港，几乎每一天基督徒都碰见挑战。
Living in the North America, we might not understand the situation, but if you live in the mainland China, Taiwan or Hong Kong, a lot of Christians face challenges every day.
因为你今天做任何事情都要拉关系走后门。
So you have to have a relationship or walk the back door.
据说现在《大英百科全书》新加了一个条目。
I heard that the dictionary there's a new term that adds to the dictionary.
叫做关系。
It's relationship.
括号是 relationship.也就是说，你要和中国人打交道，你不懂关系是寸步难行。
If you have to deal with Chinese in mainland China, you have to have special relationship, otherwise you cannot do anything.
但是我们今天信了主了，我们还能用走关系呢、走后门拉关系的方法去做事情吗？这肯定不讨上帝的喜悦。
Now we are Christians, should we deal with things with special relationship? This must not.
但是如果我们不这样做，可能生意就做不成。
If you don't do this, then how can our business might not go well?
所以每一天几乎都面临这样的挣扎。
So they face the struggle every day.
我记得有一次我在大陆向一个老总传福音。
So I remember one time I was in mainland China. I shared the gospel with a general manager.
最后我问他，我说怎么样了？他说：“冯老师，你讲的我都可以接受。”
So after sharing the gospel, I asked him, "What do you feel?" And he said, "I can accept everything you said."
那我说：“你愿不愿意现在我带你做决志祷告
？”So I asked him whether he was willing to pray the sinner's prayer with me.
他说：“再等等吧。”
And he said, "I need to wait for a while."
我说为什么呀
？I said why.
他说我马上要做一笔大生意。
He said, "I'm going to have a big business deal."
你等我把这笔生意做完，我再来信主，好不好
？After it's done, I'm willing to be a Christian.
我知道他在做什么。
I know what he was saying.
因为他马上要做一笔大生意。
Because he has a big.
如果他现在信了主，他就不能够用老办法去做生意了。
If he becomes a Christian, he
他生意就可能做不成,
do the business in
old way.
So he wants to earn the money first and then accept Jesus Christ as his savior.
我没有push他, 因为我知道当他的生命还没到这个程度, 你勉强他也不好。
So I didn't push him because I cannot force him and because he was not ready.
因为那时候他不了解, 如果不是按照上帝意思去做生意,即便做成了,也不一定是祝福。
So even if you are successful when you do business in the old ways,
所以,
it might not be a blessing.
我们每天都面临着这样的征战。So
every day we face this kind of struggle.
所以现在台湾、香港、大陆的基督徒都开始成立工商团体,就企业家。 他们一起在团契，是每天一起祷告，一起分享，遇到什么样的困难，怎么样去应对。
So some Christians in mainland China, Taiwan, and Hong Kong, they establish an entrepreneurs association, and they pray together every day.
而且刚才我们念的《哥林多前书》的一个经文，我们每一个弟兄姊妹都是基督这个身体上的一个肢体。So
according to Corinthians, every Christian is one part of the body of Christ.
那肢体一定要连在身体上，它才会活呀。
All the parts have to be connected with body, then it can be alive.
如果一个肢体长期的离开身体，它没有养料，没有水分，那很快就死亡了。
If the parts is not connected with the body, without nutrition, without then it
就死亡了。Okay，所以呢，团契重要的第一点就是因为我们是一起走天路的这么一个团队。It's
important to fellowship because we are a team, that work on the way to heaven together.
第二，团契生活的重要是团契是耶稣基督的见证。So
a healthy fellowship life is a testimony for Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你们可以回忆，当初你们第一次来教会的时候，你们首先被什么所吸引
？So, maybe you can have a reflection. What attracted you the first time when you walked into church?
恐怕首先不是被一套道理所吸引
，May not be by the sermon.
而是被团契里边弟兄姊妹这种彼此相爱这样一种亲切的。 这个气氛，这种爱的氛围所吸引。
You might be attracted by the love among the Christian brothers and sisters.
很多弟兄姊妹他们做见证时都说，尤其从中国大陆来的。
Many brothers and sisters, when they gave testimonies, especially those who came from mainland China.
对弟兄姊妹的对我们的爱接纳，都觉得好像。 他都从来不认识我，怎么会这么对我这么好啊？好到以至于我们都起疑心了。So
they wonder why, you know, those brothers and sisters, they didn't know us, but they love us and accept us, so make them feel doubt.
因为我们就记住一个教导：世上没有无缘无故的爱，也没有无缘无故的恨。他都不认识我，怎么这么好？他后边是不是有什么目的啊？
So we always remember clearly, you know, in this world, there is no love or hate without reason. Do they have any purpose behind this?
由于在过去那种教育，我们对这种正常的从天上来的爱已经不习惯了。So
because of our education in the past, we are not used to this love from heaven.
就是这种爱，这种接纳，把我们吸引到教会团契。
Because of this love and acceptance, it attracts us to the fellowship.
所以一个健康的、好的团契生活，像一个桥梁一样，把还不认识上帝的人，通过团契的生活，把他们带到主的面前。So
a healthy fellowship life is like a bridge. It attracts the seekers or unbelievers to the fellowship, to the church.
第三。 团契的生活是基督徒生命成长的必修课。So
fellowship is the required course for Christians' growth in life.
因为如果我们信了主以后，我们没有团契教会的生活，我们就自己在家里读经祷告。
So after accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, and we if we stay at home and read the Bible and pray by ourselves,
我们都觉得我们特别爱主了。
Now we feel we love God dearly.
上帝这么伟大，创造天地万物。
God is great, created the world.
而且为了救我们，耶稣基督上十字架。
And Jesus Christ died on the cross to save us.
对上帝的这种恩典，我们哪怕以生命付上，也在所不辞。
We would like to sacrifice our life for the grace of God.
我想我们每个人，很多弟兄姊妹都会有这种真实的想法。
So many brothers and sisters have this kind of true feeling.
但是要真正进入了团契，我们才会发现我们身上还有很多不讨上帝喜悦的地方。
Actually, after we join a fellowship, we might find a lot of shortcomings in ourselves that are not pleasing to God.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为团契生活或者教会生活一个最困难的地方还是人和人之间的关系。
Because the most challenging part of a fellowship and church is still the relationship between human beings.
是当我们进入团契或者教会和弟兄姊妹一起生活、一起服侍的时候，那一定中间就会产生冲突、产生矛盾。
So if we live and serve with other brothers and sisters, there should be conflicts.
我们可能也会被伤害，可能被误解、被批评。
We might be criticized, mistaken, and
被伤害了啊！是这个时候我们就觉得。受不了了
，so we might don't like it，
就要拼命的祷告，求主来帮助我们。
Pray heartily and ask God for help。
有一间教会，刚开始的时候是牧师指定的同工
，so there's a church。
谁做谁执事啊，都是牧师指定，因为教会小。
At the very beginning, you know, at a small church, at the very beginning, the pastor appoint some brothers to be the deacons。
教会越来越大了。
And then the church grows.
就经历章程。
So then they have constitution.
然后选举长老执事。
Elect elders and deacons.
后来就开第一次长执会。
Then they have a first deacon board meeting.
没想到，这会没开到20分钟就开崩了。
They didn't imagine that they had conflicts after 20 minutes.
其中一个长老先发表一通意见，他的看法。
And the elders expressed his own opinion at the very beginning.
结果呢，别人不同意。
The others disagreed.
他受不了啊。
And he could not.
你怎么会不同意呢？我说的你能不同意
？How can you not agree with me what I said?
因为这些长老执事在社会上都是有很有地位的人。
Because the elder and deacon boards, they have very high social status in the society.
大学老师啊，像 Jerry 啊。
Professors.Like Jerry,
医生啊，像你们的张长老
，doctors like elders,
啊，都是很有地位，在社会上，他一拍板就一说一拍板就定了的。
So they would usually make decisions.
你应该进到教会不同了，他还是这个想法。我说了你就应该同意，对不对？是我说的，你没想到你在教会大家都是平等的，为什么我必须要同意？受不了。
So if they still do the same, like you know, I can make the decision.But in the church, everyone is equal.
所以开二十分钟，这会就开崩了。
So the meeting was dissolved.
这为什么？就是要在这里面来操练我们的生命。
It's the practice of our life in fellowship and church.
让我们更加的谦卑，在上帝的面前，在众人面前。
So it makes us humble, be humble before God and before people.
是这个团契，就是上帝特定为我们制定的，让我们弟兄姊妹在里边铁磨铁。
So God actually designed this fellowship for us, so that we can grow in this fellowship.
磨得冒火花，磨得头破血流，磨得死去活来，那生命才会长的。
So we can only grow during all these struggles.
像我们自己，我们有一个机构，就是专门去培训国内的同工的。
So we have established an organization. We train.Co-workers from mainland China.
那我们对讲员的要求，除了他要有系统的自己受过神学的培训造就以外
So in addition to the theological training to those, all those ministers or preachers,
还要加一条,
and we have another requirement.
他必须是牧国会的,
he should have the experience of pastoring a church in the past.
因为只有在教会里面这样磨过的人, 他的生命才会成长。
So only after all the life in the church,
他讲这才不单纯是道理。
His life can grow. So it's not only about theory or sermon.
他要有生命的东西在里面。
He should have the life, like holy life.
所以一个弟兄姊妹的生命要成长, 一定要进入团契, 进入教会。
So if you want our spiritual life to grow, we have to join a fellowship and church.
那么团契生活这样的重要, 怎么样让我们的团契是一个健康的团契?
So the life of a fellowship is so important. How can we make it healthy?
我想保罗已经有很多的教导。
Paul has a lot of teachings on this.
第一段是在腓立比书的第二章3到5节。
So Philippians chapter 2 verses 3-5.
保罗说,凡事不可结党,不可贪图虚浮的荣耀,只要存心谦卑。 个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督的心为心。So
Paul said, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ."
保罗在以弗所书第四章31到32节说：“一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待、存怜悯的心彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。”According
to Ephesians chapter 4 verses 31 to 32. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
所以如果我们都能够按照圣经的教导做，我们的团契一定是健康的。
So if we can behave as the Bible's teaching, the fellowship should be healthy.
那么根据我自己侍奉主的这些年的体会，我觉得特别有几点要注意的。
So according to my own experience in the fellowship life, I would remind you several things.
第一，就是不要对团契抱理想主义的态度。
The first thing is, don't have idealist attitude toward fellowship.
我们很多弟兄姊妹从大陆来的，很多人都是第一代基督徒。
So many brothers and sisters, we are the first generation of Christians.
就是我们的父母、我们的长辈过去都没有信主，我们是第一代信主的。
So that means our family, our parents, or some elders in our life, they were not Christians. So we are the first generation.
我们就容易对团契抱过高的希望。
So we might have higher expectations toward fellowship.
我们都觉得，既然每一个人都是重生得救的人，每一个人都是被主耶稣宝血所洁净的人，那我们在团契有这样一批人组成，应该是一片净土，像天堂一样。So
if we were all reborn and saved by God's grace, and the fellowship might like should be like a heaven, so pure.
但是我们到团契时间长了以后。 我们就会发现，团契里实际也有不如人意的地方，也有不完美的地方，也有一些人的，一些血气的地方在里边。So
after a while, we find that fellowship may not be perfect, and there are a lot of factors of human beings.
因为我们的欺骗太高，所以看见了这些不如我们想象的那么好的时候，有时候我们就感到非常的灰心丧气。So
if it is not as good as what we expect. Then we feel discouraged sometimes.
甚至有时候我们会怀疑这个信仰是不是真的。
We may doubt whether this faith is true or not.
圣灵是不是真正在我们心里做工
？Whether the Holy Spirit works in our heart.
在很多年以前，我就这个问题曾经和一个台湾的牧师交换过意见。
Many years ago, I exchanged opinion with a pastor from Taiwan.
我问他怎么看待这个问题。
I asked him what he thinks.
他说啊，他是第四代基督徒。
He said he's the fourth generation of Christians in his family.
他是在教会长大。
He grew up in church.
从小看惯了教会的黑暗。
He was used to the darkness in the church.
他倒觉得教会一天一天更好了。
And he feels that the church is becoming better and better.
哇，当时我一听以后，真是就是很大的一个震撼了。
So I was shocked by what he said.
我们的第一代基督徒把教会想得非常的好，一旦看见教会有问题，就非常的失望。
So the first generation might expect, you know, have higher expectation toward the church.
他是第四。
Then generations of the generation is lower and lower.
他是第四代基督徒，他从小就看见教会问题多多，哎，教会越来越好。你看，完全不同的两个方向。
And he's a fourth generation of Christians, and he sees the darkness in the church, but he still feels that the church is becoming better and better. That's such a different attitude.
那虽然说这个角度不同，但是说明一个共同点是什么？团契教会绝对不是完美的。
So although we have different perspective, but the one common thing is that church or fellowship is not perfect.
那为什么已经是信了主的人组成的团契或者教会却是有不完美呢？
Why the fellowship and church as composed of believers, why is not perfect?
首先第一点很要紧的是，我们基督徒都是蒙恩的罪人。
The first thing, most important, we the believers,We are all sinners saved by grace.
虽然当我们真心信主的那一刻，上帝已经赦免了我们，我们不再看我们是罪人，我们已经成为了义人，成为了圣人。但是，我们的脑的生命并没有立即死掉，所以在我们生命当中还有很多不讨上帝喜悦的地方。
So although we are saved by God and become righteous because of our faith, but actually,There are still a lot of old life in us that's not pleasing to God.
所以当我们信了主以后，实际基督徒还是有两条路可以走的。
After we become a Christian, still there are two ways, two roads in front of us.
这就是保罗在加拉太书第六章这个教训我们的。
So that's what Paul's teaching in Galatians chapter 6.
就是说圣灵和情欲是彼此为敌的。
So Holy Spirit and the flesh, they are enemy to each other.
如果顺着情欲杀者，必从情欲受败坏。
The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction.
顺着圣灵杀者，就从圣灵受永生。
The one who sows to please the Spirit.From the Spirit will reap eternal life.
最终每一个重生得救的基督徒来说，我们新的生命的成长和老的生命的死亡是有一个过程的。
So to us new believers, there is a process for the growth of the new life and the dying of the old life.
当然，在这个成长的过程当中，我们老的生命必然就会有表达。
So.Surely, during this process, the old life will be smaller.
就会表现出一些不讨上帝喜悦的地方。
So the old life will still demonstrate some things that's not pleasing to God.
第二，在教会中一直是真假基督徒并存，连传道人都有假的。
Second thing, in church, there are always like a true and a fake Christians.They coexist in church. Even there are fake preachers.
大家还记得在马太福音主耶稣讲的吗？当他再来的时候，有人说：“主啊，主啊，我是不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼吗？”主耶稣会说什么？我不认识你们这些作恶的人，你离开我去吧。
So do you remember what's written in Matthew's? Okay, the Lord said, many will say to me, the Lord said on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers.
当然我们弟兄姊妹，我们的智慧都有限，我们的能力有限，我们不能去分辨真假。
So,
哪个是真的，哪个是假的，我们并没有能力去分辨。
Because we are limited in wisdom, intelligence, we are not able to tell who is true, who is fake.
是不要说看那个弟兄姊妹哪一天做的不好，你怎么这样做啊？我看你是假的吧。
So we shouldn't say to a brother and sister, why do you behave like this? I feel that you are a fake Christian.
这就叫论断了，论断就是给人定罪。
So this is judgment. Judgment is to...
但是相信将来到了收割的时候，稗子和麦子就分开了。
So when there, at the time for harvest, the wheat and the wheat will be...
所以
Tell the difference.
既然有假的，一定会教会带来拦阻。
So if there are fake Christians in church, that's challenge to the church.
第三，教会团契是灵界征战的战场。
So the third point is that church is the battlefield of spiritual war.
上帝要使用团契，使用教会。来服侍他。
God will use church and fellowship to serve him.
当然，撒旦魔鬼也不能放过我们。
So Satan will also work.
很多时候，你看见好像表面上看都是弟兄姊妹之间发生一些矛盾冲突。
So on the surface, we feel that's the struggles among brothers and sisters on the surface.
但是实际很多时候都是撒旦魔鬼。利用我们生命的一些缺口，他来兴风作浪。
Actually, it was Satan, you know, that make use of our weakness, make problems.
我们弟兄姊妹一定要非常的警醒。
So we need to be alert.
不要觉得撒旦魔鬼离我们很远。
Don't feel that Satan is away from us.
常常就在我们的周围。
It's always among us.
我们教会啊。几个牧师都有一个共同感觉。
So we a few pastors of a church, we have the same feeling.
平常都没事儿。
So, nothing unusual happened.
就是第二天要主日讲道了。
So next day will be the worship sermon.
总要给师母办几句嘴。
So always, you know, create opportunities for us to quarrel with our wives.
就是要讲到了，家里就会办几句，让你都没精打采的上讲台站。
So,
刚办完嘴就去讲到，你说那个什么感觉
？So before the sermon, there will be family problems, quarrels, in the family. So how we would feel discouraged? How can we stand on the stage?
后来我们就警惕了。
So then we become alert.
就是要讲到前后特别小心。
Need to be very careful before and after the sermon.
不要让这些事情来搅乱我们对服侍上帝的心。
And don't let this kind of thing to disturb our heart before we preach.
看见是很小的事儿，实际后边都有灵界的工作。
Although it's small things, but there is always spiritual war behind those things.
所以保罗教导我们说，因为我们并不是以属血气的征战。乃是以哪些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
So Paul taught us in Ephesians, for our struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
由于有这几方面的原因，第一，我们基督徒生命的成长需要时间；第二，假基督徒的存在；第三，灵界的征战。由于这几方的原因，就注定了我们的团契和教会不可能是完美的。
So the reason why the fellowship in church is not perfect is because of the factors we just talked about. It takes time for us to grow, and there are true or false believers in the church. And also, the church is a battlefield of spiritual war.
所以团契和教会是一个发展的过程，让我们每一个人在团契、在教会里一起成长。
So it's a process. The fellowship and the church, it helps us to grow together.
有时候到不同的地方去服侍，总会碰到一些弟兄姊妹来找我。
So when I go to different places to share gospel, some brothers and sisters would come to me to ask questions.
他们的难处就是找不到教会，找不到团契。
So they told me their problem. They cannot find a fellowship or church.
我说为什么呀？
I said why?
开始到一个团契或者一个教会，开始觉得还挺好的。
The very beginning they feel okay.
可时间一长，就觉得有地方不满意，那就走了，再换一点教会，换一个团契。
So after a while they feel dissatisfied with the church, then they move and try to find another one.
换一个教会，换一个团体，开始觉得还挺好。哎，时间一长，发现又有不满意的地方，又换。
Then after they find a new one, they after a while they become dissatisfied again. Then they move again.
所以就一直游离在众教会、众团体之间，找不到自己的地方。
So they wander around and cannot find their own place.
他们来问我怎么办。
So they ask me, what can we do?
我说很简单。
I said it's simple.
你找一个差不多的就行了。
Just find an average church.
你不要去找完美的教会和团契，因为你找不到。
Don't look for a perfect church or fellowship because it's impossible to find one.
即便有一天你认为你找到了一个完美的团契或者教会，
even if one day you feel you find the perfect one,
我的劝告是，你不要去。
My advice is don't go there.
因为你一去就不完美了。
Because once you join those fellowship of or church, it becomes imperfect.
大家觉得是不是这个道理？我们本人就是不完美的。
You agree? Because we are not perfect.
但是我们希望像我们这样不完美的组成的团契教会是完美的，那怎么可能呢？
But we expect, you know, the church of fellowship that is composed of people like us who are imperfect. How can that be?
所以我们一定要去掉对团契的理想主义的态度。
So we shouldn't have attitude toward a perfect fellowship of church.
不是以客人的身份进入团契或者教会。
We don't join the fellowship of church as an individual.
而是以一个主人的身份进入团契和教会。
That should be like a master.To join the fellowship and church.
看到团契教会有不满意地方就走，这就是一个客人的心态。
So if we leave, if we don't feel satisfied, that's the attitude of being a guest.
当我们看见团契或者教会还有不如人意的地方，我们会想，我是这个团契和教会的一员，我应该做一点什么。
So if we see places, you know, things that's not satisfying, we should think.As a master, what can we do to change this?
这就是一个主人的态度。
This is the attitude of a master.
如果我们每一个弟兄姊妹在团契、在教会里都是以一个主人的态度进来，那教会团契就会越来越好。
So if we all have the same attitude as being a master, and the church and the fellowship will become better and better.
第二，要想让我们的教会和团契是一个健康的团契，我们一定要用。荣耀上帝这个大道理管一切的小道理。
So, second thing, we should have the major principle that is to glorify God.
避免把分歧变成纷争甚至分裂。
So, avoid turning differences into struggle and division.
所以保罗在哥林多前书十章三十一节教导我们说，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
So in 1 Corinthians, Paul said, no matter what you eat or drink, it should be to glorify God.
所以荣耀上帝是我们基督徒行事为人的最高的原则。
To glorify God, that's the the highest principle for us Christians.
教会之间弟兄姊妹之间有分歧，这是很正常的。
So if we have different opinions, that's common. That's normal.
但是我们要用正确的态度来对待分歧。
So we should have the right attitude toward differences.
不要把分歧变成纷争，甚至教会造成教会的分裂，这就是羞辱主的名。
So if we turn differences into dispute or division, that's a shame to the church, to God.
我相信教会里绝大部分都是重生得救的弟兄姊妹。
I believe most of us in the church, we are all born again Christians.
但是我们面临的试探是什么呢？
So the biggest test,
就是在我们真心实意想高举十字架荣耀上帝的同时，又自觉不自觉地想高举自己荣耀自己。
So when we want to lift the cross high to glorify God, you know, sincerely, but at the same time, we intentionally or unintentionally want to lift ourselves high to give honor to ourselves.
我们并不是说我们的教会的侍奉，我们的目的就是要凸显自己，我们还是为了上帝的缘故。但是因着我们的生命还不纯净，所以有时候自觉不自觉就会把个人的东西掺杂在里面。
Because our life is still not pure yet, so we would like include some personal factors in the service.
有一间教会，他们这个执事到期了，要开始选举新的执事。
So when a church is a time for them to re-elect a new deacon board members.
后来这个就是这个委员会哈，就是他们这个聘请的这个委员会，通过祷告征求弟兄姊妹的意见，最后就把执事候选人的名单确定并登在教会的周报上。
So after praying, they posted the list of candidates for deacon boards.On their poster board.
那征出来的目的就是看弟兄姊妹有没有什么不同的意见，如果有的话就告诉教会，可以再重新考虑。如果大家没有意见，那么一个月以后就开始投票选举了。
So the reason why they did this because they want to collect opinions. If some people disagree with those candidates, they would rethink about it and re-elect candidates.
没想到这个周报一登出来以后，一个弟兄看见了，非常的生气。
So one brother after he saw the list, he was very angry.
他去找牧师。
And he went to look for the pastor.
他说牧师太不公平了。
Pastor, it's not fair.
牧师说出什么问题了
？What's the problem?
他说牧师，你看你也知道，我在教会有这么多的服事。
So pastor, you have seen, I have.So many services in the church.
那执事候选人里面居然没有我的名字。
I cannot accept that my name is not on the list of candidates.
牧师说你想当执事很好啊，很多人提名他还不愿意做呢。你愿意当执事很好，如果大家提你名做候选人，你愿意做执事吗
？So pastor says that's great. Many people, even when their names is in the list.They don't want to be a deacon board members.
这弟兄说那倒不一定。
And the brother replied,
那牧师说
maybe not, even if my name is on the list, I may not want to be a deacon board member.
然后牧师就那你在争什么呀
So the pastor asked, then what are you asking for?
他说蒸馒头就是蒸一口气儿。
he said,Steam the buns. I just want to have this opportunity, to see my name on the list.
他说，如果大家在候选人名单中有我，就表明我的服事得到大家的认可，我在弟兄姊妹的心目中有一定地位，这就够了。做不做执事是另外一回事。
And he said, if I see my name on the list, that means my service is accepted by the brothers and sisters. It's acknowledged.So it doesn't matter whether I can be a deacon board or not in the end.
我们会不会觉得这个弟兄太输血气了
？So we feel the brother is not spiritual enough.
但我倒觉得这个弟兄很可爱，很坦白。
But I feel this brother is so lovely and honest.
他把我们心里所想的、不敢说的话都说出来了。
He tells us what we actually are thinking in our hearts.
这就是我们教会一些难处。
This is the challenge in the church.
很多时候单单是因为一些事工或者意见的分歧。但是如果我们把个人的一些恩怨再一掺杂进去，就变得很复杂的问题了。
So that's the challenge to the church. If we sometimes consider our own benefits, you know, gains, then it becomes complicated.
弟兄姊妹，也许在一个个别的问题上，我们的意见可能是对的。
So sometimes maybe our own opinion, toward one thing is right, is correct.
但是如果我们不能够用正确的态度来处理这个分歧，最后变成纷争或者分裂，让上帝的名被羞辱，我们小道理都是错的。
So if we cannot deal with this correctly, and then make the different opinion, turn it into dispute or even division, then God's name is ashamed. So it can be a big problem.
很多年以前，我去一个教会服侍，他们让我去开布道会。
Many years ago, I was invited by a church, to give like an evangelical conference.
我去的比较早，礼拜五下午大概三四点钟就到了。
I went there early and arrived at about 3 or 4 p.m. on Friday.
我的习惯呢，就是愿意坐在大堂里，把灯都关上，我跟那儿祷告，安静。
So I always like to sit in the sanctuary without the lights on to pray there quietly.
因为就我一个人在那儿嘛，所以过了一段时间，我就在教会的走廊上散散步，看一看。
Yeah, I was there by myself. Then after praying, I would like to walk in the hallway and then see around.
结果到了公告栏一看，结果。教会的长职给牧师的最后通牒已经贴在布告栏里的。
So then I approached the bulletin board and I saw the announcement from the elder to the pastor of that church.
当然这个没有写最后通牒这四个字。他说什么呢？欧盟牧师，我们教会长职已经开完会。做了如下几点决定，希望你能够同意，否则，请你另找侍奉岗位。
So although in that announcement it didn't say that it's the ultimate decision, but it says, dear pastor, after the deacon board's meeting, we have made the following decisions, and a few points, and then otherwise, you need to find another place to serve.
我看了以后大吃一惊。
I was so shocked by this.
我就把他们都请过来了。
So I invited all of them over there.
我说请你们过来，我不是要介入你们的纷争。
Please come here. I don't want to interfere your dispute.
我也不是来评判你们的对错。
Yeah, I don't come here to judge what you are doing.
我没这个权柄，也没有这个想法。
I don't have this authority or thought.
我只是问你们愿不愿彼此饶恕，彼此接纳。
I just want to ask you whether you would like to forgive each other and accept each other.
如果你们不愿意，还要这样争下去，我现在就买飞机票回家。
If you are unwilling and still continue the dispute, I would buy an air ticket and go home now.
你们邀请我来开布道会，对慕道朋友讲，神就是爱。
You invite me here, to host an evangelical conference, and I would like to share a message about God's love.
人家进到教会一看，你们长子和牧师都打得死去活来，根本看不见神的爱。你这个时候，你让我怎么去讲道
？But when others or seekers they come to the church and see the dispute.Among the pastor and the deacon board, how can I share this message about God's love?
我根本没有立足点站在讲台上，我否则我就是在说谎，在骗慕道朋友。
I cannot even stand on the on the stage. Otherwise, I'm telling the lie and the trick the unbelievers.
如果你们愿意彼此饶恕, 我们就继续开布道会。
If you are willing to forgive each other, let's continue this evangelical conference.
就那一天, 所有的长老, 执事, 牧师, 都跪在地上, 愿意悔改。
So on that day, all the elders, the deacon board members, they knelt on the floor and would like to repent.
所以那天晚上布道会非常多人认识觉知信主, 实际他们根本不知道后边发生了什么事情。
So actually on that day, at the evangelical conference, a lot of unbelievers accepted Jesus Christ as their saviors. They didn't know what happened behind the scene.
但是当我们愿意放下自己, 单单为了上帝的荣耀, 上帝就会帮助我们。
So when we want to humble ourselves before God, and God would help us.
所以这个是非常要紧的一件事情。
It's most very important.
所以当我们在教会, 我们说一句话, 做一件事以前, 先想一想, 我这样说, 我这样做, 是让上帝的名被荣耀, 还是上帝的名被亏损, 先想一想, 我们再说, 再做, 这样我们可能在教会, 在团契的言行就要谨慎了很多。
So in the church, before we say anything or do anything, we need to think whether this is to glorify God's name or shame God's name. So we need to be alert, be careful before we do anything or say anything.
第三, 我们在团契的分享不光是在灵性和思想上, 也要延伸到物质的层面上, 对弟兄姊妹的实际的需要, 一定要有一个敏感的心, 随时伸出援手。
So the third point is that the sharing and communion in the fellowship should not just lie on the level of spiritual or thought. It should extend to the material level, and we need to be sensitive to the practical difficulties of our parts, of our co-workers or brothers and sisters, and help out anytime.
第四, 对新来的教会团契的人一定要热心。
The fourth point is that we should be enthusiastic and caring for the newcomers.
新来的人, 尤其是慕道朋友, 当他们只有感到来到教会团契, 是被接纳, 被欢迎, 只有这样, 他下次再可能再来。
So for newcomers or the seekers, if they feel that they are loved and accepted by the fellowship of the church, then they would come again.
如果他一旦被冷落, 好像他觉得不受欢迎的时候, 下一次你很难再见到他。
So if they feel that they are ignored or not accepted or welcome here, then they may not come again.
而且教会的慕道班,
So the seekers class at the church,
一定不能掉以轻心。
So we should be very careful.
要选非常强的同工去带领慕道班。
We need to select the spiritually mature brothers and sisters to lead
class. 因为来的人都是在寻求的人。
So all the people who attend this class, they're all seekers.
他们会提出很多的问题。
They ask a lot of questions.
只有当我们在真理上, 在生命上比较成熟的弟兄举一带, 能够恰当地回答他们的问题, 下一次人家可能把他吸引再来。
So the teachers need to be spiritually mature and have adequate knowledge about Bible and be able to answer the questions of the seekers. Then they would help keep the seekers in the class.
否则要不他的问题问了一问三不知, 也答不出来。 他不懂,我们也不懂,或者是说不懂的也乱答, 人家一听就是牵强附会的在答, 那下一次你很难再看见他。
So otherwise, the seeker's questions will not be answered correctly. So, you know, if we are not able to answer their questions, they might not come again.
所以热心的欢迎新朋友, 努力地注意慕道班的侍奉, 这是教会增长的一个很重要的窗口。
So welcome the seekers enthusiastically. This is a very important point for the growth of the church.
第四, 最后一点, 同工信主和传道人之间也要有活泼的团契生活。
So the last point, we should have good fellowship among brothers and sisters, but we should also have lively fellowship life among the co-workers and the pastors, ministers.
作为牧师，作为传道人，当然好牧人要为羊舍命，他是用生命、用真理来侍奉大家。
So the good shepherds should lay down his life for the sheep, and they teach.
这方面大家都比较知道。现在我要强调另一方面，大家比较忽视的。
So everyone is aware of that, but I want to emphasize another point that we might ignore sometimes.
就是我们要理解传道人。
We should understand the pastors and ministers.
要爱护传道人。
Take good care of them.
要知道传道人也不是完人。
So the pastors or ministers, they're not perfect either.
我们有很多事情都找牧师、找传道人，对不对？当然对。
So if we have difficulties, problems with,
因为上帝就把他放在那儿。
Ask the pastors for advice. That's because they come here to serve.
但是在我们的心目中，传道人、牧师都是打不垮、压不弯腰的属灵的钢铁巨人。
So we imagine that the pastors and ministers, they're like an iron man, like a spiritually mature, will never fall.
我们很少想牧师也是人。
We seldom think about that human, pastors are also human beings.
牧师也有软弱，也会有需要，牧师也会哭。
They can also be weak and have need. They would also cry sometimes.
我们有事儿都找牧师。我们就很少想到，当牧师有事儿的时候找谁呀
？So we never think about if the pastors they have need, who do they go to look for, ask for advice?
所以我们应该关心牧师，不仅在生活上，尤其在他们遇到难处的时候，也能够为他们祷告，能够帮助他们。
So we should take good care of our pastors, when they have need.We should pray for them to help them.
啊，昨天你们刚安利了啊，这个小燕做你们教会的牧师。
So yesterday, Pastor Yang was ordained.
所以对牧师、传道人不要求全责备。
So don't have.
不要要求。
High expectations towards pastor.
不要要求传道人样样都行。
So we shouldn't expect that they can do everything.
不要把传道人当雇员，更不要雇一个送一个。
Don't treat them as employees, or like a hire one and receive another one for free.
这是我们华人教会的传统，是不符合圣经的。
This is a tradition of the Chinese church. Actually, it doesn't fit.
我一直看着表，快到时间了，我就不敢展开讲了。
It's kind of late.
师母如果没有受聘。就不能够把全世间同工的担子压在师母的身上。
So if the pastor's wife is not hired, we shouldn't give him, the work as a minister.
所以一定注意，一个篱笆三个桩，一个好汉三个帮，红花要有绿叶配，你大概随便搬就好了。
I have it. A fence needs the support of three staves, an able fellow needs the help of three other people.And the red flowers should be set off by green leaves.
所以我们鼓励教会的弟兄姊妹要有几位同工做牧师传道人的知心朋友，让他们有了难处，有了苦水，有地方吐苦水，你们保证不传出去。
So I would like to encourage brothers and sisters, you know, some of you can be intimate friends of the pastors, so when they have difficulty,They have a place to share, to complain, to help solve their problems.
对传道人有了失误，有了瑕疵，不要抓住不放，不依不饶。
So if they made some mistakes, we should forgive them.
更不要
make a fuss about it.
因此就把他过去的侍奉全都否定。
So then we would negate what all the services they did.
有一次我去一个教会讲完道，一个姊妹来找我。
After sermon, one time at the church, a sister came to me.
她说：“冯牧师，你知道吗？我生孩子的时候， 全教会都来看。
And she said, when I gave birth to a child, all the church members came to see me, to visit me.
牧师的师母也来了。
Pastor and his wife also came.
就是牧师没到。
Well, pastor's wife came, but the pastor didn't come.
那我说师母到了，也就算代表牧师来了吧。
I said, the pastor's wife visited you. That's, you know, she represents the pastor.
她很生气。
She was angry.
我说孩子多大了？
I said, how old is the child?
那你看吧。
See.
我一看都十几岁了。
Her child is like a teenager.
我说姊妹啊，即便上次牧师不到是他的失误，都过十几年了，也该消气儿了吧？如果十几年都还不放过牧师，那牧师还有日子过吗
？I responded, "Sister, your child is already a teenager. You know, 10 years past that. Why didn't you forgive the pastor?"
而且我们中国人吧。有一个特点就是内，就是很内涵和内在。
So our Chinese, most of us are introverts.
一个牧师当我，他是冯牧师啊，我在教会已经20年。
So one person said to me, I've been
讲了20年的道。
I preached for 20 years.
我都不知道我还不应不应该再讲道。
So I wonder whether I should continue to preach.
我说为什么呀
？I said why.
他让我讲了20年的道，从来没有听见一句反馈，哪个弟兄姊妹讲说我哪一篇讲道或者哪一点对他们有帮助。
Because I never received any feedback, any brothers or sisters, they never said which point was helpful for them.
他说我都不知道。
I don't know.
我这个讲道对他们真的有没有用啊
？Whether sermons are helpful for them or not.
其实呢，大家都觉得还是有帮助，对吧
？Actually, they feel they are helpful.
就是不愿意说。
They didn't want to express their that.
还有一个老牧师更有意思。
Another pastor was very interesting.
在教会30多年。
He served at the church for more than 30 years.
最后一个礼拜天讲完道，他那天就退休了。
He gave the last sermon, and after that Sunday.He was retired.
因为退休了嘛，所以吃完中午饭以后，教会就专门给他开了一个欢送会。
So after lunch, they had a farewell party for him.
弟兄姊妹都上去讲啊，这20-30年来，牧师怎么样关心他们、帮助他们，讲了很多感谢的话，讲了几个小时都讲不完。
So all the brothers went on the stage and expressed their appreciation for the pastor, and several hours passed, they still cannot end.
最后这会也不能没完没了的开下去哈，所以就这儿就到这儿了。我们请老牧师上来说两句话吧，因为弟兄姊妹讲了这么多了。
So after several hours, they asked the pastor to say something.
就老牧师上去第一句话就说：“你们刚才讲了这么多，我不知道你们在说谁呢。
”So the old pastor, first thing he said, "You talked so much, but I don't know who you are talking about."
因为我在教会服侍30多年，一句这样的话都没听过。
I serve in this church for more than 30 years. I never heard anyone say things like that.
哎呀，大家听了以后都很难受啊。
So they feel.
你说我们现在讲几个小时讲不完，如果把这个几个小时的话分下来，一年讲一句该多好啊！非要等到牧师退休了以后再讲。
So they feel regretful.Now, if we even say one thing like that every year, you know, to encourage the pastor, why should we wait at the end?
后来我把这件事情跟另外一个老牧师讲了。
I shared this with another pastor.
他听完以后苦笑了一下，他说：“还好啊，总算是在退休会上讲了吧。”
So this pastor said, "That was, you know, okay, but they finally expressed their appreciation at the end."
他说：“可能有人在退休会上还是不讲
，maybe sometimes even at the farewell party，
非要等到我的追思礼拜。
So no one, maybe some will wait till my memorial service. They will say after I die.
哎呀，听了以后真是很心酸的。
So I feel bitterness.
我想弟兄姊妹不是有意的。
I don't feel the brothers and sisters are do this intentionally.
因为你们没有体会到。”
But you don't feel, you cannot feel that.
你们逢年过节、生日，送一枝花，送一个卡片，请牧师吃一顿便饭，对牧师传道人的鼓励该有多大？
on the holidays, when we express our appreciation by sending the pastor a flower or invite them for a meal, that's a great encouragement to them.
他们看重的不是这些物质上的东西。
They actually don't pay attention to all these material things.
而是看见弟兄姊妹的爱，弟兄姊妹的亲情。
They would feel the love, the family love from the brothers and sisters.
教会牧会是非常不容易的。
It's very challenging to pastor a church.
有时候会碰到很大的难处。
They would encounter huge difficulty.
但是不管再难，如果牧师传道人知道弟兄姊妹还爱他，还信任他，他都能够坚持下去。
So no matter how hard it is, if the pastors and ministers they feel, the brothers and sisters trust them, love them, they would still continue and be persistent.
所以我希望我们的弟兄姊妹平常多多的表达你们对牧者、对传道人的支持。
So I'd encourage you to express your appreciations for the ministers and pastors and take good care of them. So I also encourage pastors and ministers to grow together at the church with the brothers and sisters. May God help us. Let's pray together.
天父，谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, thank you.
谢谢你这样爱我们。
Thank you for your love.
你不仅拯救了我们，还使用我们。
You not only save us, but also use us.
你建立教会，建立团契。
You establish church and fellowship.
让我们按照自己的恩赐，都能够在教会里成长。
So that we can grow together according to the gift you give us.
求主，你帮助我们。
May you help us.
我们能够真正切实地做到彼此相爱。
So help us to love each other.
彼此饶恕。
Forgive each other.
彼此的帮助。
Help each other.
就像你在基督里饶恕了我们一样。
Just like you forgive us.
让我们的教会，我们的团契一天一天的成长。
So help our fellowship and church to grow daily.
能讨你的喜悦。
To please you.
荣耀你的名。
Honor your name.
那今天是主日
Today is your day,
我也想借着这个机会问一问如果我们中间还有在寻求信仰的朋友
I would like to ask the seekers for truth here
你过去从来没有公开表示过愿意悔改归向上帝的
You never expressed publicly that you like to repent and turn to God
但今天在主复活的日子你愿意把心门打开接受主
On the day of God's resurrection, do you want to open your heart?
成为一个基督徒
Accept Jesus Christ.
我就邀请你们把手举起来，我为你们祷告，祝福。
To become Christian, and I would like to invite you to raise up your hand, and I would like to pray for you and bless you.
有这样的朋友吗
Is there any such kind of friend today?
有这样的朋友就。邀请你把手举起来，有这样的朋友吗
？I invite you to raise up your hand.
你们如果心里有感动，就勇敢的顺服圣灵，感谢主，感谢主，看见了。
If you feel touched in your heart,
还有这样的朋友吗
？I encourage you to raise up your hand.
神爱你们。
God love you.
今天就回到上帝的家里。
Today is a time for you to
回到教会团契。
Turn to fellowship and church.
和弟兄姊妹在一起，彼此相爱，彼此相帮。
Love each other in a fellowship.
一起走这一条天路。
Walk on the road to heaven together.
除了刚才举手的朋友们以外，还有没有这样的朋友？你说主，我愿意。还有吗
？Would like say I'm willing. Anyone else?
父神，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, thank you.
为刚才觉知的朋友们感谢你。
I would like to thank you for the friend who just made the decision.
从现在开始，他们就都是你的儿女了。
From now on, they become your children.
求主保守他们前面的道路。
May you bless them their way.
能够永远的跟随你。
Always follow you.
荣耀你。
Honor you.
谢谢主，听我们的祷告。奉耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, Lord. Praising Lord's name.
我想刚才举手的两位哈， 一会儿你们请你们走到前面来，也请杨牧师为你们带你们做决志祷告，好吗？一会儿散会以后你们到前台来，好吧？好，谢谢大家。
So after worship, I would like to invite those two friends who just raised their hand to come here, and Pastor Yang will pray the sinner's prayers together with you. Thank you.
谢谢冯牧师的讲道，我们受益良多。We benefit a lot from Pastor Feng's sermon. And because of time, we're going to directly go to announcement. Also, because of time, you should be able to read the bulletin. 因为时间的关系，我们不会去念每一个项目。请大家注意第二到第五个 announcement. All announcements from 2 to 5 are related to the youth or children. Youth or children. But one thing is imminent is number 3. 第三项是因为今天下午就要发生的。如果天气许可的话，这个青少年团契他们会到 beach 去。所以你的小孩如果愿意参加，欢迎跟这个。如果你已经过了50岁，但是你也